Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
The recent rain giving life to a deadly menace ahead, a warning for parkgoers and pet owners to avoid a highly toxic type of mushroom.
Plus, another major staffing shakeup at the White House, the president reacting to the latest turn in the Russia investigation.
We need to have our housing near public transportation and near jobs.
And State Senator Scott Wiener joins Phil Matier at the roundtable. They're talking about housing and homelessness at 6 a.m. on this Sunday, December 9th. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Devin Field.
And I'm Melissa Kane. We're going to start our morning off with a look at our forecast with Julie Watts.
We've got a little bit of fog out there to start today.
It is.
Chilly start. Were you guys chilly coming in this morning?
It was chilly, foggy.
Yeah, that pretty much sums up your forecast out the door.
That's it.
We do have some rain on the way, though, so there is more to talk about in our forecast today. Here's a look outside, and you can see that fog, sort of a layer of fog over the city this morning. Actually, what a beautiful shot from our Salesforce Tower camera. Right now out the door, it is chilly. As we mentioned, we're in the 40s for many locations, 30s for Santa Rosa right now, 39 in Livermore. Off to a cool start, and it's going to stay cool today, certainly on the cooler side. As you head out the door, keep in mind we do have reduced visibilities. South Bay, not so bad, but as you move inland, Livermore, you have just only a few feet of visibility in some places there on the roadways. Concord, you're down to a half mile and below a mile for Fairfield, 0.3 mile in Santa Rosa. Needless to say, there is some dense patchy fog out there, so do be mindful on the roadway. That should mix out later today, and we will see some sunshine, but we'll stay on the cool side, getting ready for some wet weather for Monday. Now, it's not going to be a soaker. We're not going to get drenched all day, but we will likely see some showers. They begin in the north early Monday morning, like before the Monday morning commute, and into the beginning of that Monday morning commute. Rain totals no more than a few tenths of an inch, though, so not a lot of rain, and then dry weather for the second half of the day Monday through your work week. I will time it all out for you coming up. In the meantime, Devin, over to you.
Thanks, Julie. As welcome as the rain is in the Bay Area, along with it comes unwelcome mushrooms. And now there's a new warning for poisonous mushrooms. East Bay Regional Parks just sent out a warning about two invasive and deadly species that are often found here in the Bay Area, the Amanita phyllodites, or deathcap mushrooms, and the all-white destroying angel. In San Francisco's Alamo Square, we found pet owners who were unaware of the potential danger.
It's not something that I was aware of, but I mean, we do have a new 5-month-old puppy, and he picks up lots of things. So it's great to know that, because it could be dangerous for him.
Debbie Weiss is an expert on fungi. She has some tips on what to look out for.
It has a cap that expands when it's young. They have a veil that covers it, but as the cap expands, that veil drops like a little skirt right on that stem. And at the base, it has a bulb with a little sac around it.
Debbie says that both people and pets, that time is of the essence to save lives, that it is best to vomit within the first hour if your pet accidentally eats one. Now, Debbie also says that the poisonous mushrooms can come up at any time. They go primarily with live oak trees, but they have also been found with pine trees up in Marin and other types of trees as well.
And a member of the York family, that's the family that owns the 49ers football franchise, has died. Anthony John York, known as Tony, died Friday at age 35. He was the son of team owners Denise DeBartolo York and John York, and younger brother of 49ers CEO Jed York. Tony York was a tech entrepreneur and a philanthropist who lived in Sausalito. A statement from the family reads in part, "Although our hearts are quite heavy at this time, we have so many special memories shared with him to carry us forward. Tony will forever be remembered as a bright, spirited entrepreneur with an unmatched passion to serve others." The family statement did not give a cause of death.
People gathered at an Oakland church to support migrants from Central America last night. Last night's solidarity event at First Presbyterian Church had several goals. Attendees want to help migrants resettle, and the group wants to raise money to assist asylum seekers in Tijuana, Mexico. They also emphasized another purpose.
To end the militarization of the border, the tear gassing and the kind of violent repression that's been happening at the border, as well as to push for an end to the delays so that more people will be able to come through in a timely manner.
One speaker at last night's event was a woman who reached the U.S. from El Salvador about a year ago. She is now trying to reunite with her son, who is stuck at the border. Now, meanwhile, President Trump has lost another round of his legal fighting regarding his immigration policy. A federal appeals court in San Francisco upheld a lower court order blocking the Trump administration's attempt to stop people who are caught crossing the border illegally from claiming asylum. The appeals court called the policy, quote, an end run around Congress.
And we've got a live look at the White House here for you, where the chief of staff is on the way out. President Trump confirming that John Kelly is leaving by the end of the year. Kelly would be one of about 30 high-level officials who have left the Trump administration. Reporter Nicole Killian on how the word came down and who the replacement could be.
After months of on-again, off-again speculation, President Trump finally confirmed to reporters his chief of staff, John Kelly, will be leaving by the end of the year.
John Kelly will be leaving, but I don't know if I can say retiring, but he's a great guy.
The president made the announcement before departing for the Army-Navy game in Philadelphia.
We'll be announcing who will be taking John's place. It might be on an interim basis. I'll be announcing that over the next day or two.
One of the leading contenders to replace Kelly is Nick Ayers. The 36-year-old political strategist currently serves as chief of staff to Vice President Mike Pence and is said to have the support of first daughter Ivanka Trump and her husband Jared Kushner.
I was not sent into or brought in to control him.
Kelly's eventual departure caps off a tumultuous tenure. He was initially credited with restoring order to the West Wing, but his iron-fisted style drew criticism. In recent days, White House sources told CBS News Kelly's exit was imminent, and he and the president were reportedly not on speaking terms.
On the Mueller situation, we're very happy with what we are reading.
The president also addressed the fallout from new court filings released Friday by federal prosecutors and the special counsel. One memo says Mr. Trump directed his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to pay hush money to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal in violation of campaign finance laws. Another memo charges Paul Manafort, his former campaign chairman, with serial lying.
There was no collusion whatsoever. There never has been.
As for those hush money payments, the president was asked whether he directed Cohen to violate the law. The president replied repeatedly, no. At the White House, Nicole Killian, CBS News.
And in another staffing move, yesterday the president nominated General Mark Milley to be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He currently holds the top job in the Army. The president also nominating State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. The former Fox News host would replace Nikki Haley, who resigned in October. And the president wants William Barr to lead the Justice Department. He has been the attorney general before, from 1991 to 93 under George H.W. Bush. Insiders say he's likely to get a lot of support from Senate Republicans. So Phil Mateer and I asked former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, in the world of Donald Trump, do these people's backgrounds really matter?
Not really, because Donald Trump is being very focused. He made mistakes on his selection of independent potential thinkers. He is not interested in having anybody anywhere near him other than part of his team. And how you become part of his team? When you want to do anything, you check with him first.
Well, remember, these two folks have to get through Senate confirmation as well. And that could be dicey, especially for the ambassador appointment, may or may not have a lot of relevant experience.
She's a former Fox News commentator. She's been working at the Secretary of State's office as a press person, right?
That's right. And she's got a good relationship with Mike Pompeo, allegedly. And also, then you've got Bill Burr, who's been very critical of the Mueller investigation. And that may, raise some alarm among even some Republican senators.
And you've got to know that Donald Trump is only interested in making sure at all times that Donald Trump is the focused attention getter, not anybody else. And each one of these persons clearly have never had much of a record for attention getting themselves.
So we often heard that we thought that it might be difficult to staff positions in the Trump White House, mm-hmm. that people of experience may kind of want to stay away. But it seems like there are always people willing to step up, right?
Well, again, Washington, D.C. is a very big place. Even if a certain number of people don't want to be affiliated with your administration, there's always somebody around who's happy to be part of that limelight, happy to be part of the White House, which, regardless of who's in it, has intrinsic value, I think, for a lot of people.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, right now, a search is on for a man who drove an SUV into the bay and left it partially submerged. Yesterday afternoon, crews lifted the black Mazda onto the shoulder of 101. The CHP says it had veered into the water. It was as it was going north near Candlestick Point in San Francisco. The driver got out, flagged down another motorist, jumped into that car,
No one else apparently was inside that SUV. In Sonoma County, the sheriff's deputies are looking for a biker accused of attacking an elderly woman. Do you recognize this man? Sheriff's deputies say that on Friday morning in Kentwood, he headbutted an elderly woman, pushed her to the ground, and then took off. This happened on Warm Springs Road after the woman allegedly yelled at him to get a bell for his bike. The victim had minor injuries and will be okay. If you have any information, you're urged to call police.
And it's now been 1 month since the deadly campfire wiped out the town of Paradise in Butte County. But more than 1,000 evacuated animals are still waiting to return to their owners. From cats to ducks, the animals are receiving care at tents at an Oroville emergency animal shelter. Volunteers are working around the clock, hoping to get these pets back home.
So right now, we're contacting the owners, asking them what their plans are. If they're not able to take the animals, they're going to go into a foster home.
In addition to caring for the animals at the shelter, the team is also traveling inside the fire zone, caring for pets that are sheltering in place at the few homes that were not destroyed. And one happy ending for a displaced campfire pup. We have a dog named Madison, and his owners found him alive guarding their property. A local rescue group says Madison's owners were unable to go back home when the fire broke out, so the group took care of the dog until the evacuations were lifted.